Talk to Service. How can I help you?
Hi, Ryan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. Maddie, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, too. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
No, nothing's changed. There's something. What's coming back?
It's saying it's a CVV error, which means perhaps the card is still good, but maybe the expiration changed. I have November of 2027. Is that what you show?
Let me check which one I have on file for you. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it ends in 0013, if that helps.
No, I've got it. I don't know how you got this one. Let me give you another one.
Okay, you got it. So go ahead. I'm ready.
4388.
Okay.
5762.
Got it.
0682.
4388. 4388. Okay, expiration?
1030.
And the code?
479.
And for this card, does it still go to the 7821 Seabreeze Drive for the billing address?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, so let me get your authorization and you will be good to go. So, bear with
me. And then, there was an adjustment for the amount, I think, that the first 3 months were kind of a wash.
Okay. I show that the amount had been adjusted to 149. Is that correct?
Well, I had it as 129.
Oh, you had it at 129. Oh, no, it shows 149. Let me look at the notes and see if somebody...
That was what was originally worked out, I think, but... the 129 for the 3 month service, and then it was discounted back to 129, unless I'm mistaken.
You know what? I don't see that in your notes, but I can honor that for you. I can't process a $20 refund though until tomorrow since it just went through. But moving forward, I will adjust your billing to be at 129 moving forward, okay?
There was like a month payment that was supposed to be offered as free as well. I'm not sure.
They did apply that. I see. It was the service credit went on here for $149 on January 26th.
Right.
And then it was the February 26th payment that or 24th payment that I just collected. So now
okay.
I'll move the billing to that 129 moving forward, okay?
I think there was like, in 3 months, there was like 11 leads or something like that where, you know, I mean, that's like three leads a month or something, and whatever, four leads a month.
I see.
So there was a bit of issue here, and I'm, you know, I was actively looking at getting out of our contract, and I said, well, listen, I've got people working, you know, on the side who are willing to do the same work for, you know, 129.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, there should be a bit of leeway here. Either I'm going to go with them or you guys can work out something with me. And I can't remember who it was that spoke with, but it seemed like we had it all ironed out. I'm kind of a little surprised about this credit card issue. Which number did you say it was? The last four?
The one you gave me ending in 4388 worked, but prior to that, the one that they were trying ended in 0013.
0013.
Yeah, and that's the one that did go through initially. Let me just look. Yeah, so when you signed up initially back in October, it was 0013. Because last month was your free month, it could be, you know, that the card changed between October and now, and it probably just was never updated on this end because last month was your free month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but
so,
I have the new one stored now, so you won't have any more problems.
And then, incidentally, there's all this stuff going on. It seems like we're a little kind of lost. We're a little back and forth here, credit card and this. The discount
mm-hmm.
was for both accounts?
Oh, I didn't know you had another account. I can definitely look at the other account and see. One question, though, before I leave this one. Have you heard of the Google Guaranteed program or the local service ads on Google?
Well, we do work with them. I can't afford to work with you guys on it. There's no margin there that where we're able to pull an extra 25% or whatever. I think your take was something like 20% or 25%.
Yeah, for the management fee, you mean?
Yeah, it's just too egregious. If you're not aware, Google is, at least on our end, able to charge, you know, $500 to $1,000 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, while that keeps us very busy, it doesn't actually generate as much positive revenue as we need. And without a properly organized SEO campaign and the Google services at a loss, I've actually cut the GMB and LSA for my account for the last month or two, just because, and never mind, you know, CPC and CPA, they're just through the roof. The costing is astronomical. You know, $150 for one lead. Like, obviously, I'm not going to work with them. Just like I wouldn't want to work with, you know, $450 for 10 leads, you know, or 11 leads, whatever it was.
That's so strange, because I'm looking on the Google form. And I put in your zip code for Huntington Beach, 92648, and then I put in that you're a locksmith, and Google's telling me that including our management fee, the leads would only run $20 each. So I don't know where you got that $150 figure from. And then it says your activation budget would be $261, and that would include 13 leads within the month. Yeah, so I don't understand where that came from, but if you wanted to transfer the account from, you know, how you have it set up now to us, we only charge the management fee of $250, or the transfer fee, I should say, since you've already passed the background check to run local service ads. And then moving forward, you know, the leads are only $20 each, including the management fee, and we monitor it for you, so you're only charged for the lead if it's a valid lead within your industry. So if somebody calls you from 150 miles away, or it's a bogus lead in a different category, you don't pay for that. So we automatically would apply credits for those. You would only be paying for the valid leads within your industry.
Right, but a $20 option or costing won't produce the kind of are. So all of a sudden you're taking credit for all of the leads that they're already providing. So
we wouldn't take credit for those. Yeah, no, we wouldn't take credit for those. I was just thinking that they max budget you out then, right? They gave you a higher budget.
Yeah, we max budget with them, and CPC is not the same as LSA or GMB, right?
Right, so, exactly.
Like,
the Google.
Like, cost per click and cost per action is, I looked at the summary, between, I think it was like $60 to $150 per click. That was like a, whatever they call it, like an actionable click, something that actually goes through somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time their marketing hits the platform and they've reached 2,000 people and somebody actually picks up a phone, it comes out to anywhere between $60 to $150. And then the actionable LSA, those tickets are typically from, if I'm not mistaken, anywhere between $35 to $45, and that's per. So, like I said, I've cut the GMB, well, not the GMB, but the LSA and the CPC and CPA from Google, just because they're charging so much, and right now, I feel like without a properly synchronized SEO and backlinking service, I'm not getting any traction, or the traction that I need.
Makes
so
sense.
I can actually afford to even pay the Google bill. Like, it almost put me under in the last few months. So I cut them off completely. And I'm basically waiting for you guys to pick up. I'm waiting for something, the phone to fucking ring. You know, I don't want it to sound dramatic, but it's not dire straits, because it's you're part of an aggregate here with us. But
Makes
you know,
sense.
As an umbrella group, this is the non-functioning, you know, the disabled party of our group. We're trying to salvage this end of the industry for this business in particular. There's no reason we shouldn't be picking up much more business than we are. And for the lack of proper coordination, the phone's sitting on here. No one's calling. We've got no business coming in because we're not properly coordinated. So it's like, I'm here now 4 or 5 months with you guys. And like if after this time, 4 or 5 months, it's not working here, you're suggesting, hey, well, let's do this other service. Well, the first service still isn't working. So I'm kind of hesitant. Not only hesitant about working with you guys, but that's an added 20 to 25% on top of whatever they're going to be charging me. So I don't know what $20 you're talking about per lead would produce. But I'll be frank, the lower costing leads from Google anyways don't usually pan out. They're, I can get kicked in the butt 15 times before I get a call and it's somebody who actually wants to get service,
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
I get it.
Ridiculous. A guy call you at 3 a.m, say, hey, I'm stuck. Nobody's answering my phone call, but give me a quote, just a quote, so that I can figure out if I want to do this job. And you call me at 8 a.m, it's the same price quote. And it doesn't matter, but that's how ridiculous this can get. I'm getting a call at 3 a.m. from somebody who's trying to
price
me.
That's crazy. I get it. Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Google, the second you say a price, boom, Google wants to charge you. And it's literally the first thing out of everyone's mouth, not, hey, can you manage to make a key for this import car that I've got from Germany? Or, hey, I've got this commercial lock that nobody seems to be able to work on. Can you guys fix it? It's always, hey, how much is it? And so right away I'm tied in on paying whatever Google asks. And then plausibly, and at least 60% of the time probably, not closing a call over the phone with them. Because even if I tell them 100 to 200, they'll backsell me. Or if I tell them 80 to 160, well, can they do it for 60? Why 160? If I tell them 80 to 160, well, why 160?
Oh, I see.
It's plausible. It's plausible. I have to, and I'm signed with the BBB for, ethical, service in the industry. And we are, we're trying to be transparent. We're trying to keep stable pricing. We're not gouging customers, it's 2 a.m. and on a Friday, let's, fuck them in the wazoo. No, we don't.
Right.
We're staple pricing across the board, and we're not going to be the cheapest every time, but we are middle road pricing. And even that, even being, that transparent on pricing and being that staple cookie cutter kind of service where, we're not that little shop on the side of the road who can do it for $60, but we will get to you, and it'll cost you $100 to $200 if it's 2 a.m. or 2 p.m. So I have, on my end, I think operationally, I think I've streamlined my side down to the best it can be so that for the large part of customers, we have an attraction for them to come on board with us and do the job. But the other side is I'm not getting the traction with Google. I'm not getting the traction on LSA. I'm not getting the traction with GMB, and I'm not getting the traction with SEO. I've looked multiple times for mobile car key service, and I don't even see on the map where I am. And I know that's where your guys are supposed to be specialized.
Right.
I'm supposed to be on a map, like number one on a map. Scroll down past the LSA sponsored list, scroll past the, all the other stuff, and back at the very bottom, which is still fine, it's there. Like, somebody sees it, I get 1 out of 10. I'll take it. 1 out of 10 people see it. And they call me. They'll call me first on that list. And right now, I'm trying to build that up. So, Tina, maybe there is a point where I'm going to look at you and guys, and I have another company where I honestly think maybe I put you in for a month just to see what happens. I've already paid the administration thing. What's to say you can't do a better job for me in 1 month? But let me pose you this question. What strategy would you implement that would somehow get, like, are you going to create the ticket for me and talk to the customer? Are you going to send me a completed, bill where all I have to do is show up and get the job done and charge them? Like, what, And or if you're not doing the, you know, the, because that's the in-office work, then if you're not doing that, then how are you strategizing any better than what we could do? Because we put maximum bidding. We put $35,000 weekly, monthly, whatever. I can't remember. We've gone through the back and forth of making this as attractive as possible for Google. Like, how would you turn around and adjust that so that it would become any more efficient? Because if you told me right now, Matthew, let me look at your account. Okay, you're getting, I don't know, 30 calls a week. Call it whatever it is. You know,
mm-hmm.
100. I don't care. You're getting 100 calls a week. If you're going to bring me your Google, I'll put you 50 more calls, and it'll cost you 25% more. Would you do it?
Mm.
And if you said it to me like that, if you put it to me on a platter and said, listen, Matthew, you're getting 62 calls last month. For the last 3 months, you've averaged 65 calls, whatever the number is.
Yeah.
You tell me, I will put 40 new calls on the table, pay me 25% more. Now you're
mm-hmm.
talking. Now I can start looking at you objectively. I can't even look at it objectively right now because I've got one company that I've left in your care, and we've got 11 calls. Like, is that what I'm going to pay? Because right now, I shut down the whole system because Google's not, I'm not in a ranking position on Google right now. So
mm-hmm.
I should let you kind of absorb what I said and maybe think about if there's a plan of action there that we can do.
Yeah,
because I'm
of course.
I use DVD. I'm at the table. I'll put money, you know, I'm in the pot. I'm holding my card. I'm up day. I'm up night. I'm answering calls. You know, the last probably 90 days, I should say maybe I've missed 7 calls. And most of them were probably the last day when my phone had died because I have one phone transferred to another, and I think it was this Saturday or last Saturday that came by, my phone died. I missed like 6 calls. So I am really good at answering the calls. I have it transferred to my personal line if I'm not at work, and dispatching and doing everything else that I'm doing, I have no problem doing that. I'm on the phone even in my sleep, legitimately. I'll take a phone call in my sleep and
that's excellent service. Yeah, no, that's really
yeah.
good service.
Thank you.
Yeah,
nobody
that's
tells me that. You know, I got a call yesterday, some guy named Josh.
Yeah.
Called at like 3:30 in the morning, and before I could even get it dispatched, you know, he's like, oh, never mind, I've got it figured out, you know. So, like, even, but did I pay? Yes, I'm going to pay for that call because I give him the transparent, hey, bro, we're going to do this. It's $100 to $200. Service fee will be determined by what they have to do. Technicians will go over everything with you on site. We're ready to go. We can be there 30 minutes. Like, that's it can be a script at this point.
Yeah.
So,
that's
if you want
great.
To look at, sorry?
So all I typically do, just to be transparent, is call out and collect failed payments, but what I did do for you just as a courtesy is, you know, I didn't see any notes reflecting the $129 pricing, but I adjusted it for you on both of your accounts, okay? So moving forward, that's a corporate rate. Usually you have to be like a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness or have like 100 locations listed with us, but I did apply that for you moving forward. And then what I'll also do is have the technicians do a performance check on each one of your accounts and see if there's any updates that they could provide behind the scenes that will give you better results. And then they'll perform those for you, okay? And then if you wanted to upgrade ever to the local service ads, I can send that department a message and see, hey, you know, is there a way to promise this client 40 extra calls a month for the 25% management fee or something like that and see what they say, you know, and I can get back to you on it. But typically, you know, I don't set up those local service ads accounts. I just call out and collect the failed payments. Does that make sense?
That's awesome. If you wanted to get credit for it, I'll put you one step ahead.
Yes.
I've already paid the $260 with my lockout account. I've already paid that for the Google administration, and I cut it short because, you know, I keep the money. I cut it short because there was no, like, I had to stop it right away. I could see, and I've
mm-hmm.
talked to them since in administration and your offices, and they said, yeah, well, if you wanted to come over, we'll absorb the administration fee because you've already paid it. and we can go straight to business. So if you want to have them do that evaluation, I'm actively, you know, I'm open to the suggestion, and I'm not against it at all. I do need more business. I need some. I'm out here, you know. A lot of people are trying to do everything. Oh, I did it all by myself. I know I'm not doing this by myself. I'm doing a lot by myself, but I'm not doing it all by myself. And you guys are doing things that I couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, you know, your utility comes in. And because of that, I, you know, no problem. Make sure the checks are there. But, back end, yeah. I know they said they'd be willing to keep or honor the agreement or the contract that I started if I was willing to move forward with the lockout account. I would be interested to see the evaluation that they say and if you can get some kind of number. And I know you can't put a number on it per se, but like a reasonable historic projection, you know?
Yeah, I see you're right. You did pay that back on March 6th of 2025 for the lockout locksmith. So you would potentially want to try it and transfer your LSA over to have us give it a whirl for the other location, but only if they could apply that as a credit, right? The one that you already paid,
yeah.
Apply it as a credit. Okay, I got it. All right, so let me bring that to the table for them and see what they say. And if they agree to that, I'll have them set it up and they'll call you for an onboarding call where you just have to go through the application process again. Actually, no, you already are using it, so you would just have to transfer the one that you have over to us, and we would start utilizing it.
I think I should add you as like a manager, or I add you as access manager.
Specifically, let me just look and see what it says here. It says, I think there's some type of a, let's see. Website, okay, cost per lead. It says, if you have an existing GV account, are you willing to provide access customer ID, CID? So I guess you'd have to give us that CID number and, like you say, add us as a manager, and then we can take over the account. But definitely, I'll try to get that $250 that you paid a year ago as a credit on this one so that at least you get some value out of it. You know what I mean?
I love it. You're like, you're actively projecting the sale. You're like, I'll put it together. Yeah, we're going to do this. Okay. My only criteria, not to make it conditional.
Yes.
But my only criteria on that would be the idea that the only criteria for me would be that we see those kind of potential numbers, what that might mean.
Of course. Yeah. And we would create an onboarding call also where someone from that department would call you and just make sure that as far as the transfer is concerned, that it all goes through. And then they could actually, you know, make sure that you're all clear on the max lead bidding with the management fee as opposed to what the $20 lead would do. And then they can start running them accordingly based on, you know, what your needs are. But, you know, first I want to see if that's even possible, if they could apply it as a credit. Who's Ryan? Is that your partner?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so he can still be a point of contact on this account, right? And then, because you're an authorized user too also, or would you want me to just set you?
He's a point of contact for mobile car key service. I'm primary on lockout and secondary on mobile car key service.
Okay. So the one that you're potentially wanting to transfer that that application fee to would be for the
lockout.
For lockout. Oh, okay. So that's the one that's actually under. Yeah, it's already under lockout. So let me see if they can, you know, just get the ball rolling on that again for you, since I don't know what, do you remember what stopped it in the past, or was it because you already had an account?
I stopped it. Well, no, I stopped it. So they were initially supposed to be, you know, the way I think it was his name, James maybe. The way it was portrayed to me was that, oh, we have an inside contact. We'll be able to manage some things for you and make this happen in a faster fashion. And I'd actually reached out to them multiple times many months before, and with my exhaustion of having tried to reach Google, I called you guys. But then Google, within, you know, the days of hiring you guys for it, Google actually reached out to me, and I was able to coordinate with them to achieve the same goals. So,
I see.
It actively cut down, you know, cut the feet from underneath me or from underneath you, in the idea of doing this job for me, because the primary function of doing that job meant, establishing contact with Google directly. And that was kind of what happened. So when they reached out to me and I was, or finally managed to reach them in whatever light, it just meant that it was no longer going to be, you know, advantageous to work with you on that level for that contract. So I think now is an interesting time. I'll be willing to look at that. And let's see if there's something that can come of it.
Yeah. While too. Yeah. I think, I mean, you might as well. You tried it that way and it wasn't successful. So it wouldn't cost you anything more right now, you know, because you already paid it. I would just have to tell them to restart it. So either way,
yeah.
I'll send them that message. And then I'll have them reach out to you if you wanted to continue, and then they can do a new onboarding call and make sure that everything gets transferred back to us. Okay?
Okay, cool. So I wait a word from you?
Yeah, you'll hear back from that department, the local service ad department. I'm going to send them a message to be in contact with you about getting it reactivated, okay?
Okay, cool.
So you're all good to go on the local SEO. I applied the you know, performance check on each one of those, and also the credit for the 129 pricing.
Okay. And then before we move ahead, of course, I'll have word back from you on kind of the numbers or projection and or the evaluation.
From the local service ad department. You'll have word back from them.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I'm going to send them the message, and then they'll contact you, and if everything sounds good, you just transfer it over, and then you restart everything, and then you can kind of make a comparison how the Google, you know, LSA leads are comparable to the ones that you did on your own when you use them through us with the management. But obviously, you want to take on as many as possible if you're looking for at least, you know, 40 more. So I'll send it over to that department and see if that is possible. What type of a radius do you run them in now?
As far as the service zone?
Yeah.
So I've had... My largest success would be Orange County. I do extend into LA County and Riverside. My concern and issue with that is, you know, I'd like to see, here's my biggest concern. I have people advertising and on the LSA, and they are, you know, top 10 of LSA, and none of them are in the Anaheim, Orange County area. I've got, you know, Locksmith, Beverly Hills, Locksmith, Long Beach, Locksmith, Riverside. Like, I've literally got everyone under the sun camping out at my front door.
I see.
And that in itself pushes me to be working harder and, you know, in much more stressful conditions. So instead of getting the call right next to my door, which is literally on the same street as our office, I'm getting a call that's 35 minutes away in Corona. Now, can I service Corona? Yes. Can we do them? Do we do them? Yes. So in that sense, there is a flaw in the design where this pay per service issue is born, right? So that's the genuine, you know, integrity failure. There is that. That said, I don't do motorcycle keys, but I do foreign import cars. So let's go back to basics here. I have other companies calling me, bringing their cars and calls from their customers to me as a company. Right?
I see, because they don't offer those services, right?
And instead of getting that call, and instead of getting that call directly, I have to work as a subcontractor dishing out more than 60% of a call for their costing, because they'll cost out to me a minimum cost based on the percentage and cost of the call. So if it closed at this amount, $500, you know, instead of getting that genuine revenue to my company that I can pay applicable for marketing or for the technicians, I have to take a cut rate where I'm, you know, slashing my own wrists, you know, at the altar just so that I can sacrifice myself to, having a job that will keep the lights on, right? And that's mm-hmm. really, it's embarrassing on one level, but it's also discouraging because as a business, my business should not be thriving because of the fact that I'm helping sustain a competitor's business. You guys are not competitors, so we don't see that synergy. We don't see that conflict.
Right.
But there's a genuine conflict where, you know, and I see it. Imagine, you know, you're working with the same, you know, a delivery company. When you deliver to them, they charge you 35%. When they deliver to you, they charge you 65%. And that's like, that's it. If I send a call to them for service where I need help because, let's say, my guys are busy, they'll pay out 35%. When I take a call, they want 65%. You know, it's like any side of the coin. It's like the bank. Any side of the coin I'm on, they're charging me 65%. So there's like, so you know what
they charge
like,
you 65% for your service that they don't offer. That doesn't make sense, but I get it. I understand they're greedy.
Yeah, and it's hard
they're
to deal with.
They're very greedy. But, yeah.
So there's the ego, but then there's financially, like to do I did one this week to do a cast for BMW. It's a 4-hour job. Now in 4 hours, let's pose it to you like this. Let's say I'm getting regular car lockout service between $100 to $200 at whatever time of day or night. I can go do probably 10 car lockouts in the same time it takes to do that one call. So, and here's the thing. They're so aggressive. Like, I don't know how they've managed it, but they're so aggressive that being on the first top 10 that they're getting all of those car lockout calls, all of those easy 6-minute make a car key for a Nissan call. Nissan car key takes 6 minutes, by the way. Honda car key takes six minutes. Compare that to a BMW, you know, it doesn't make sense mathematically that I'm here doing the more skilled and laborious work for people who pay much more, but take much more time. And then in the meantime, they're not only cutting my grass by being on the top 10 in my industry, in my area, being advertised in my area and taking my customers, the bread and butter of my data pool, is going to be those guys who call me and say, hey, I've got a car lockout. Can you come do it? I've got $80. I'll be like, yeah, we're right there. It's a 4-minute call. And we compromise all the time on our pricing. So
yeah.
It can't be that, you know, oh, you guys are just too expensive and nobody wants to work with you. It's not. We're compromising on, you know, crazy deals and it's more than half the time. And we're doing that just so we can keep the lights on. And this is, you know, in this aggressive market, I know the other companies, they're not doing that. I know they're not because I hear them and I see them and I know those technicians. They're like, I just charged that guy $800 for like a bullshit seat.
Yeah. And that $80 quick 4-minute job doesn't have much of a profit for you, especially if you are paying for the lead or paying for the programming for that person to call. You know what I mean? Then you have to take that into consideration too. So, you know, I understand there has to be profit in it.
And they're piggybacking on my certification. So I have Toyota license. I have GMC license. I have BMW certification. So they're piggybacking on things that I've already paid for or pay for yearly. GMC, I think it's up to $1,200 a year. Toyota is $1,396 a year. Like every one of the subscriptions with the dealers has a cost.
And yeah.
So for these guys to call me up and be like, hey, I've got this call for you. We're polling 65%. Go get them. And yeah, it's great. I can close that call, the GMC call. I can close it $800-$900. It's great. Pull 65% off at the top and then leave me stuck with the bag trying to pay $1,396 a year. You know, it's just.
Yeah, I learned something from those guys that go sit outside Costco with the key service. My daughter, when she bought her Honda, it was a used car, so they only had one key. So I asked them just for her, you know, how much is it to get a replacement on a Honda Accord? And I don't remember what they said, like $150 or something. So my son bought a used Mercedes. And I told him, you know, they said $150 for your sister. I'm wondering what they would say for you. So I, you know, next time I saw them, I asked and they said, oh, we don't do Mercedes. You have to go back to the dealer. You can't get it through us. And I didn't know that. I thought that they could do it, you know. So,
so we can do Mercedes. And Mercedes, for the large part, the thing to know or the takeaway is that they have a key series, and the key series starts off with FBS.
Uh-huh.
And that's a fobic smart key. And FBS three is the third generation, and the third generation covers the majority of 2002 to 2015. That said, anything above 2014-15 is called FBS.
His was a 2004. I don't know if that's applicable or not, but it's an old Mercedes, but he loves it.
That's a FOBIC 3. So that's a 3 series. And we do those. We have all of the programming equipment to do those all day. Now the 4s, they do require special certification, and that's $33,000 a year.
Oh, wow.
So
pricing,
it goes up exponentially. And then back to this.
But you have that? You have that one that costs $33,000?
Yeah, I have one. Wow. I have one technician. So I work with affiliation through MBA Motors. They run an office, a garage, a Mercedes-Benz BMW garage off of East Hill in Long Beach.
Uh-huh.
And they are kind of like, they're one of my mentors. He's originally a close friend of my family, and I've kept with him throughout the years. And he's told me that, you know, if he gets out of the business, he'll be passing it over to me, that portion of it. But in the meantime, I do rely on him for any of these out of the, you know, blue, out of the box questions like, hey, can we get this done and how much? So the thing is there's such a high cost. It could be $600 to $900 just for the key. So those calls, usually when we get them, we close them. We're happy to do so. The higher cost is translated into the bill, for the customer. But
yeah.
The argument here isn't, and this is my point when I said earlier, like people call me, they ask me, how much is it, instead of can we do it? And this is one of those situations where not everybody can do it. So you can spend all night calling everyone around and wasting time trying to price check. But at a certain point, it's like supply and demand. You've got somebody who can do it, then you should go with it. You know, like that's how, not rare, but it is how difficult that some of these vehicles can be.
Encounter someone like I did that says only the dealer can do it, probably what you quote is a good, like a really good deal, because you know how dealers mark everything up. You know, it's probably triple the price at the dealer.
Compared to the dealer, we try to save money always to the customer when compared to the dealer.
Exactly.
The advantage is you're not getting your car towed. First, you're not getting your car towed. You're not wasting an entire day at the dealer, or possibly with Mercedes-Benz, up to 3 to 5 days waiting for those keys.
Mm-hmm.
So we have direct access. We're not in a lineup of customers. We have people that are certified who have direct access, and we can go get the key and be there tomorrow. That's
nice.
How fast we can do it. And that's for the complicated ones. For the everything else, I can show up and knock it out myself in most cases.
Yeah.
And just in case you're not aware, like some of these jobs that we're talking about are actual like auto electric. So we're soldering onto a motherboard. We're pulling information data. We're extracting data physically from a chip. One
way
we remove a chip from a motherboard. We'll put that into a reader. We'll pull the data. We'll put it back onto the motherboard and put that back into the module and the module back into the car. So like it is elaborate, extensive, and time consuming. And the thing is, I can't just get those calls. I can't be the guy who gets only the calls that anybody else can't do. You know, they call the whole lineup of people, and then they call us. We're
you want the quick
marketed
4 or 5 minute ones too.
Yeah, well, we need that, or else it's not sustainable. And you'll be putting out, you know, talented technicians. You'll be closing down an office of talented technicians who do crazy good jobs, hard jobs, and then. Why? So that you'll be dumbing down the industry so that you can manage the marketing for people like these other companies. Most of them don't do what we do. And I'm stressing that because it's not a question. It's a fact because they're calling us for these jobs. So if you're going to support the current setup of pay per service, then you're supporting the extinction of my ability to improve the market, because I do improve it with our intelligence and our experience and our customer service. And that what would end up happening after that is that you'll end up with people who can only show up and do car lockouts and Hondas and Nissans and you know, Toyotas, because those are the easy, those are the bread and butter of the industry, but they're not the only industry. And so I'm getting cut out of the lion's share of work that could help me maintain my service. And I've literally, I've called, you know, Google saying, hey, I'm losing customers. I'm losing, no, technicians. You guys aren't sending us calls. And I look online, and I used to be really antic and anxious and frantic. And I kind of dialed it back a bit because they're just, they don't help. They don't offer the support for their service. And there's no rationale or justification that you can't tell me, look me square in the eye and say, well, no, it totally makes sense that we're advertising Beverly Hills Locksmith in Anaheim at your location. Like if I'm outside my office and I put Locksmith near me, the first one that pops up should not be ProQuick Locksmith based out of Costa Mesa or Locksmith BH based out of Beverly Hills. It should be someone in Anaheim.
It should be. Yep.
And so I can, you know, argue this all day and rationalize it, but the reality I've learned is that they are brute forcing me. So I am getting brute force fucked. They do whatever they want. That's Google, and I seem to have no way around it. They tell me it's about reviews. I accomplished 400 reviews, or I know it's not 1,500, but it is significantly more than at least half of them that they advertise on the LSA, and I'm still not getting preferential, ranking. And my pictures are updated, continuously. We're posting all the time. And so for all the rhetoric they say about how important it is to keep doing what they say, I'm doing it. And with the only exception of hiring like an outsourced call center, which I don't want to do, with exception of hiring an outsourced call center, we're doing absolutely everything we can to keep this moving. Like literally, like I said, I'm answering phone calls in my sleep. It's not even funny. It's not a joke. It's not an exaggeration. It is the literal truth. If I'm in the shower, I'm answering the call. If I'm in the bed, I'm answering the call. It doesn't matter. So anyways, I won't keep you on the phone just to keep you on the phone. It's great talking with you, Tina. You sound like an actual receptive and positive person to work with.
I thank you that you explained that all to me, and I'll notate the account, and I'm sending a message right now for that department to reach out to you. So hopefully they can get that restarted and then promote you in such a way where it's going to be more profitable. I put a note in here, client specializes in foreign cars, does not do motorcycle keys, but also wants quick Nissan, Honda, Toyota, et cetera, keys too. So, they have a better handle on what it is that you want so they can set it up accordingly. And so I'll have them reach out to you, and then I look forward to it, working successfully. I really hope it does. So in the meantime, if you need anything else, you could always reach out to me. But have a nice rest of your day, too. Okay, Matthew?
Appreciate it. Thank you, Tina. Thank you so much.
Of course. No problem. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.